bothering the chickens and things. Then you have the rats that bother. So I don't know. I guess they call them bothers. I haven't ever heard that terminology.
Okay. What about squirrels around here? What kind of squirrels are there?
We have the... I know we have this little squirrel that's running around here in the yard now. I was looking at one right up on top of hers.
What color are they?
They're brownish gray.
Do they have any red squirrels in this town?
I haven't seen a real red squirrel. They are red squirrels, but I haven't seen them in this area.
I see. Have you ever heard of a mountain boomer?
No.
Referring to a squirrel.
Is that a squirrel?
No,
I haven't heard that term.
A little animal akin to a squirrel, which you find on the ground most of the time, has little stripes on its back, and it lives on the ground.
Is that the mole?
Well, I'm thinking something more akin to the squirrel. It's a little brownish gray sort of animal. It has little stripes on its back. It's a chipmunk. Now, did I describe it?
Yes.
Is that what
you
think?
That's what it is.
The shellfish that you're supposed to eat only in months that have an R in them are...
I can't name
sometimes
those.
You have them on a half shell.
Oysters.
That's what I was thinking. Around a pond, you'll sometimes hear animals giving out big croaks. You'll say, oh, there's
that's a frog.
Okay. Oh, what about a small green frog that makes a piping noise?
What about him?
Do you know a term for him?
Tree frog.
Okay, now that would be the one that makes the little piping.
Yeah.
All right, what about akin to a frog? Perhaps he only lives on the dry land. You make a difference between toad and frog?
I just said toad frog. I thought they all were toad frogs.
Okay, so they're all the pretty much the same thing. All right, what about the little things that boys dig when they're going to go fishing?
The planarian or worms.
Okay. A what?
Planarian. That's a scientific, but anatomical name.
Oui.
Planarian.
I remember having to dissect one in biology years ago, but I blotted all that out right. Do they call them anything else around here, just worm? Or they call them earthworms?
Earthworm. That's
angle
the earthworm.
Worm, red right. Worm.
Now, they hunt red worms, but now, in my ground at home is the planarian, which is the earthworm.
The earthworm has an earthworm.
It's a long one.
It's different from a red worm?
Yeah, the red worms are kind of short.
Oh, they are. Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right, there's something, an animal that has a shell, and he's able to draw in his head and his arms.
What are you talking about, the turtle and the terrapin?
All right, now what's the difference in those two?
I don't believe I can. I know one lives, well, both of mine might live in the water, but I know a turtle lives in the water. And it's flatter back.
Which has the flatter back?
Turtle.
It does.
And the terrapin has an oval shaped back.
I see. All right, there's some little small things that look very much like shrimp that are found in a creek and they move backward.
Crayfish, either one.
They're the same thing.
The same thing.
An insect that you find a great deal of flying around, a candle or a light, is a...
Candlebug.
I'm sorry.
I said candlebug.
All right. Now, is that the same thing as the insect that gets in your clothes?
No, not the moth.
No, they're different.
They're different.
All right. What about the one... If you opened your closet and several of them flew out, you'd say, gee, I guess I've got...
Moth.
All right. Now... Are moths the same things that fly around the lights?
No.
They're different.
They're different birds.
Okay, now, what's the difference in the way they look? Let me make sure I understand.
Now, the moth is a little bird with a little light, thin wing. The candlebug, candlelight bird,